Chapter 2 Krillin set the young boy down gently on a nearby rock as they all got comfortable, preparing for the long wait until Goku arrived. The area the mysterious Super Saiyan had designated as Goku's landing site was completely deserted. There was no better place. Krillin looked at Vegeta, who had walked up beside him. Who is he? Vegeta glanced at him in annoyance, but replied, I don't know. He's after my time. As the remainder of the Z-Warriors crowded around the small boy they had rescued from Frieza's ship, Bulma stooped down to examine him. Aw, poor little baby. Reaching out, she smoothed the lock of hair from his forehead. Hey, what's this? She asked, noticing a golden glint around the boy's neck. Wow, what a pretty necklace! Vegeta snarled, hand twitching involuntarily towards his throat as he saw what she referred to. It's not a necklace, you moron, he growled. It's a collar. Reaching down, Vegeta removed the collar from the boy's neck, simply and expediently breaking it into tiny pebble-sized pieces in his strong fists. He smirked down, only to see wide black eyes staring back into his own. Gohan was tired. Was he in hell yet? Looking up, he saw an angry face staring into his own, holding the ruined remains of the hated collar that had kept him chained for so long. Quickly assessing his situation, he knew he was surrounded. Part of him just wanted to give up, let them have him. But an annoying voice in the back of his head cautioned that they might not kill him. Frieza hadn't killed him after all, and there were worse things than death. With a mad scream, Gohan powered up. They'd never take him alive. The assembled Z-sentient friends looked on in surprise as Gohan surged to his feet. Who was this boy? Why was he just standing there? A sudden look of decision came to the child's face, and with an unearthly scream, a blast of wind swept from his tiny body as he attacked. Unluckily for him, the first creature he targeted happened to be Piccolo. Piccolo almost gave way beneath the fury of punches that the child threw. Who is this kid? He thought in amazement, having to work, and work hard, to keep up with the boy. Getting in a good punch, Piccolo grabbed the boy's arms and tried to restrain him. Even when Krillin jumped in on the child's madly flailing legs, holding him immobile was no easy task. With a convulsive shudder, the boy's eyes rolled back into his head, and a scream tore from his throat. No! I won't let you! Leave me alone! Don't make me hurt you! Hey, it's okay, guy, Krillin tried to soothe from his position on the boy's legs. We're not going to hurt you. The boy emitted a small, ironic laugh and continued to struggle. It was clear he didn't believe him. Please! He panted. Just let me go! I don't want to! Not again! Krillin was about to reply when a small fuzzy brown tail emerged from between the boy's legs and wrapped tightly around his throat. Vegeta! Krillin squeaked. A little help here! He's obviously one of your subjects, so call him off! Vegeta had been caught off guard at the sight of the boy's tail and was standing frozen with shock. Fortunately for the battered Krillin, no intervention was necessary, as the boy stopped at the mention of Vegeta's name. As the child sagged in their arms, Krillin and Piccolo warily released him, placing him on his feet. Everyone watched in amazement as the boy cautiously approached Vegeta. Your name is Vegeta? The small voice asked emotionlessly. It was odd to hear Vegeta's monotone parroted in a child's voice. Vegeta looked at the boy, his expression more unreadable than usual. Yes. The small eyebrows came down, and the curious chin hardened as the boy tried to suppress his curiosity. I heard Frieza talk about you sometimes. Reaching up, the child unconsciously rubbed at his neck where the collar had lain. Thank you. For taking it off, I mean. Vegeta shot him a look, but just nodded. Hey, Vegeta? The boy asked hesitantly. Vegeta paused for a moment, then sighed. What do you want, brat? We're the same, you and me, aren't we? Vegeta studied the boy's face for a moment, then crossed his arms and set his face in his typical scowl. Yes, he answered. I thought so, the boy said, crossing his own arms.